man's song is for us today. We are to speak it to one another. Having been given His Spirit and being filled with His Spirit, we can be singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord. And that is the second part of verse 19, the second part of what I said. We are to do what is being said. We are not to do what is not being said, but we are to do what is being said. This phrase, making melody, literally reads in the Greek, plucking the strings, like playing an instrument. So God has given you an instrument to play. And it is your heart. It is that instrument in which you are to be making melody to the Lord. It is that new heart, that heart of flesh that has replaced the heart of stone. It is that heart where the Spirit of God lives and enables you to make melody in your heart to the Lord. Now do not be deceived. Anyone can walk in here, sit down, and join us and sing the Psalms. But it is only one who has the Spirit of God in them, working in them, and filling them, who can sing the song with the instrument of the heart that the Lord has given them and make melody to the Lord. And I don't know about you, but whenever somebody asks me where I go to church or what's our worship like, you always get the question, why don't you use musical instruments in your service? And I say to you that we can answer them this way. We do use instruments. It is the only instrument that God has commanded us to use. And it is the new heart that He has given us. Remember Ezekiel 36:26, which says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. You do worship God with a musical instrument. It is the plucking of your heart, which He has given you and commanded you to use. That's the instrument God wants you to use. That heart that David talked about in Psalm 51. A broken and contrite heart. A heart that is grateful and thankful for the work of Jesus Christ. I had an interesting thing happen to me just this week. The Lord seems to do things like this. I walked into a church, a different church, to go to a meeting. And what were they doing? Practicing their musical instruments, presentation for worship the next Lord's Day. And I was like, really, Lord? And so what it reminded me was that this musical instrument that man has made and thinks that he needs is not what we need. What we need are hearts that are tuned to the Spirit of God. That is what you need. And do not think that you can come in here and sing the songs without music and be pleasing to God. That is what Israel thought over and over and over again. They brought the bulls, they brought the goats, they played the music, they sang the songs, and God said, I reject you. Because though your lips are near, your hearts are far from me. Yes, we do what God commands us, singing the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, speaking to one another with them as we sing. But do not forget to pluck the strings of your heart and make melody to the Lord.